This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Republican Representative Mike Lynch is stepping down as Colorado's House Minority Leader. It emerged last week that Lynch was charged in 2022 for speeding, driving under the influence, and being in possession of a firearm while intoxicated. He pled guilty to a lesser charge, but remains on probation. Lynch did not inform his colleagues of the arrest and barely survived a no-confidence vote earlier this week. While he is leaving leadership, he will keep his seat representing parts of Larimer and Weld counties. An election to name a new Republican leader is scheduled for tomorrow morning. A former Denver police officer who injured 7 people during a shooting in Denver's Lodo neighborhood entered a plea deal this week. Brandon Ramos pleaded guilty to third-degree assault for recklessly shooting into a dense crowd in July of 2022. Officers were firing at a man who was in illegal possession of a gun while in front of a crowded sidewalk. The man, Jordan Waddy, pleaded guilty to a weapons charge. The U.S. government's most advanced weather satellite has left its Colorado factory and arrived at a launch pad in Florida. CPR's Joe Wertz has more.
GOES-U is about the size of a small school bus, and it's packed with the newest sensors for detecting infrared and ultraviolet light, X-rays, and imaging the Earth's surface and atmosphere. It was built by Lockheed Martin in Littleton, and it will go through final checks before a planned launch in April. Once in space, it will join 3 other GOES satellites in orbit over the equator and point its sensors towards North America. There, it will churn out sophisticated data on severe storms and even help forecast space weather, like solar flares. Joe Wertz, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. For updates on Mike Lynch stepping down, come to CPR.org. And stay here, because coming up next, it's the BBC News Hour.